Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 15. We're looking at this prayer of Paul for the Ephesians, the first of his four great prayers that I'm speaking on under this series. And in this short discourse, just thoughts, I want to bring before you the basis which Paul sets out, the basis, the ground, the reason, the cause, the moving force behind his prayer. For this reason, he says, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, and so on. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints. You see, Paul is moved by reason, by thought, not just simply by emotion. I have a reason, I have a ground, I have an argument, you see. This is the way the apostle works. He's not just moved by feelings. There's a cause here. Of course, feelings come into it. Of course, passion is here. You can feel it burning, throbbing through his words. But there's a solid reason. There's a solid ground. There's substance. There's a basis here. There's a rock here. There's a moving cause. He said, I've heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus. I've heard about your love for all the saints. But I think this reason also, verse 15, goes back to the previous verses. And I think we can summarize it in two ways. One, because of the doctrine I have set out. Now, I've already hinted at this in the overview I've tried to say about this. Verses 3 to 14. What a tremendous system of doctrine you have in verses 3 to 14. Because of this system of doctrine, because of the God of this system of doctrine, because the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ has done all this through the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit, because of the triune God and the glorious system of salvation and grace, verses 3 to 14. I won't go back over those verses. I've already passed over them very briefly and picked them out, but you can go back over them again and read them. Because of all this system, but it's not just the system. It's the experience. Look at verses 1 and 2. It's you, the believers. It's the actual living saints at Ephesus. It's those who've experienced it. You get this especially in verses 13 to 14. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth. It's not just in the abstract. You have experienced this. It's the gospel of your salvation. And because of this gospel, and because of your experience of this gospel of salvation, your salvation, having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit. Because of all this, that is why I have not stopped praying for you. He's a deposit guaranteeing our, he moves now in to include himself, our inheritance, until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory. For this reason, because there's an ongoing system being worked out in your life, because you've heard the gospel, because you've been saved, because you've been brought by the Spirit to a living faith in Christ, because you've experienced this. All through these verses, by the way, it's blessed us. It's a personal thing. But he comes very personal in verses 13 and 14. It's you. So, on the basis of this reasonable faith, a faith that can be reasoned out, a system worked out on this basis, on this solid ground, and its experience of it, people who have been converted and come into the good of this, is the sovereign grace of God. Is the sovereign grace of God the system of that grace, the system of that sovereign grace of God, and the experience of it. I hope it's coming over what I'm trying to say. Some just stop at the doctrine. Some just want to go for the experience. For the apostle, it's the system, it's the doctrine, it's the glorious basis of all this experience of Christ. but it's also the experience. It's not just simply doctrine. It's not just simply experience. It's both. And Paul knows that there's more to possess, and he's trying to argue on this basis and argue with the Ephesians, and he's arguing with God himself. He's telling the Ephesians he's praying for them because he wants them to know that there's more to possess. You've only just begun, you see. You see, people think that what we're talking about here is the very peak of the Christian experience, is the very start of it. Is now going on to prove it and to enjoy it. Can you feel the solidity here for this reason? Can you feel the sweetness of it here? Your faith and your love by the grace of God. Can you see that there's a glorious basis here? You get it in Romans, you get it in Galatians, you get it here. But what a wonderful passage it is. This is exciting him. This is moving him to pray. It's the very start of their experience now leading to the fullness of it that he wants. As he says to the Galatians, the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And he wants these Ephesians to feel this and enjoy this. For this reason, on this basis, I never stop praying for you. I want you to go on. I know you have faith in the Lord Jesus. Praise God for it. I know you love the saints, all the saints. Praise God for it. And now I'm praying that you will grow in grace and in the knowledge and in the felt experience of God. A reasonable, solid, systematic faith leading to experience. My brothers and sisters, don't just stop at the system. Go on to the experience. Don't make it all just feeling. Let there be solid grounds for it. I'm a preacher. All believers are preachers, but some are stated preachers. Those of us who have the responsibility of teaching God's people and preaching the gospel in a public stated way, may it be both. Not just simply doctrine, not simply experience, but doctrine leading to experience. May there be sweetness and solidity and warmth in all we do. This is the basis. This is the argument. This is underlying Paul's prayer here. And may it be our experience and our walk with Christ now. Unbeliever, you do not know what you are missing. There is a sweetness. There is a solidity. There is a ground for our faith, which you know nothing about. Oh, that you would see and find and enjoy Christ, and you would enter into all this. There's far, far more in Christ than I could describe. Oh, taste and see. Oh, taste and see how gracious the Lord is. There's a fullness in Jesus. A fullness resides in Jesus, our head. And here it is. Paul is setting it out. And it's because these believers have experienced it, he wants them to know more and more and more. Like Israel, to possess their possessions. And may we join him in it for ourselves and for one another. May God bless this discourse to us all. Amen.